Welcome to Make Your Life Magnificent with Coaches Jackie
and Mimi,
co-founders of The Resting Mind.
We're keeping it real with Generation X women talking about the stuff that keeps you up at night. From managing the demands of your career to finding happiness in your life and everything in between.
Each week, we'll help you close the gap between your conscious goals,
the results you want to achieve,
and your subconscious settings,
your thoughts and beliefs,
by sharing tools and strategies based in brain science
and energy.
Welcome to our Summer Shorts series, where each week Mimi and I talk off the cuff about a single idea, quote, concept, inspiration, or current event. So when I say life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get, something very interesting happens. Our brain is able to categorize what you are saying and decipher it and hold on to it much easier. It is a killer strategy for making any point in your life, career, or business. We're kicking off Summer Shorts with my love for analogies.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Mimi.
You know what I thought when you said that? We were kicking off Summer Shorts with your love of analogies. I thought, well, I think we're kicking it off with my love of chocolate.
Yes, and my love of shorts. I actually don't have a love of shorts, but that's okay. So, ladies, we are really excited. This is the first of our Summer Shorts series. If you missed last week, we announced that during the summer, we are going to be doing just that, short, quick episodes so that we can keep coming to you every single week. But we're going to just tackle an idea, a concept, something in the news, something interesting. And this week, I really wanted to tackle this because I freaking love analogies.
She does.
I am obsessed with analogies. I teach, I use it as the backbone of everything that I teach in my coaching, from how we tell our personal brand stories to how we talk to people. And it is so powerful. And I just wanted to talk about it.
I mean, we talk about it. It really makes people stand out. When you use analogies, it's so easy to get your point across. And people can really visualize exactly what you're talking about. It's like they get that aha so much faster.
And there are so many nuances to it. And we're going to touch base and talk about that throughout this shorts. The first thing, though, I want you guys to do, if you have not yet joined our group, Just Gen X, Talking Business, Career, and Life, it's our Facebook community that is thriving. Come on over and do that, because it is an incredible place for you to be surrounded with other incredible Gen X women. All right, when I thought about this episode, Mimi, I actually talked to Mimi about doing this episode, and I, you know, New Yorker, Gen Xer, so probably one of my top five favorite shows is Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
Obsessed with Seinfeld. And I still, it is my late night, if I just want to throw something on in the background TV, it's on. And the other day, I was watching an episode, and it was an episode where Jerry was dating this woman who loved this Dockers commercial that he thought was stupid. And so he goes off and tells his friends about how she likes this Dockers commercial. I don't know if you remember this one, Mimi, but he tells his friends.
I don't, but I'm picturing about, it, just about, knowing the characters.
Yeah, about how he, like, they, you know, I can't believe she likes this commercial. Anyway, so now he's at his apartment with his girlfriend one day, and George comes up into the apartment, and Jerry says, oh, this is Alicia, I don't remember the woman's name. And he said, oh, hi. And he goes, oh, excuse me. And Jerry goes into his bedroom for something, and they start talking. And George goes, oh, you're Alicia. You're the Dockers commercial. You're the one who likes that Dockers commercial. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, you're the one. And she goes, he told you that? And he's like, well, right. He gets all George starts stumbling.
Gets George.
And then Kramer comes in, right? Barges in, and he's like, George is like, oh, thank goodness. He goes, oh, this is Alicia. And Kramer's like, Dockers commercial. You know, with his, I'm doing my little gun, you know, thumb and finger gun pointing thing that he always did.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh! And then Jerry comes out, and she's like, you told everyone about the commercial and how I like the commercial. Why are you talking about this? And he's like, all right, so what does this have to do with analogies? It has to do with brains, right?
Yes.
Brains love to be able to connect things to something visual. They need to make connections easily. And this is why analogies are so powerful, because we get to help the brain decipher those million messages that are coming at it per second. All right, another way to put it. People only remember 10% of what you tell
That's
them.
That's unbelievable.
10%.
10%.
So how do you make sure that they remember the right 10%? In your life, right, you're telling a story. You want them to remember the 10% of the story that's really
right.
important. In your career, you want them to remember the 10% of you that's important.
Right.
As an entrepreneur, the 10% of what you deliver that's really important.
That's why we teach the power of analogy in all of the programs that we offer. Because it's that important. If you are on an interview, you want people to know who you are and remember you, right? And that's a perfect way to do it. People are shocked when we tell them this, and it makes so much sense.
Right. Our brain, right, can put them in a category, and then it feels certain.
Exactly.
It feels like there's a falseness knowledge.
Yes. And even think about the person who's interviewing you, right?
Yep.
Now they can even clearly communicate why they think that you're the right candidate to their peers or maybe the people that they need to get buy-in.
Yes. That's exactly right. So I'm going to tell you, ladies, that when we think about analogies, I want you to think about how you can be really descriptive and when you describe something that's important. How can you make it easy for someone to grasp exactly what you're talking about? And there's an art to it. It may take some time, but it is truly an art. And analogies can make just beautiful connections where people feel so much more comfortable. And that's where everyone wants to be.
Everyone, no matter what it is, even if you're just friends talking among friends, everyone wants to feel comfortable in the conversation.
So I'm going to pause here because we have a special announcement. This episode is actually brought to us by our first sponsor, ourselves.
Ourselves.
We are being supported by the Entrepreneur Academy. It is an incredible way for you as an entrepreneur to get the support you need in order to build your business and make money. No longer do you have to be the overworked, underpaid hustler. You can now become the confident, money-making entrepreneur you dreamed about.
So exciting. Jackie and I are like jumping out of our chairs because we're so excited about this. We know it's a game changer.
It's a game changer. And why we're really excited is because Mimi has been doing this work one-on-one with clients for several years. And I have brought my sales expertise and my content and idea expertise to this concept. And we're doing this in a group setting because we know that one-on-one coaching is incredibly powerful. We also know that sometimes it's cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing pieces and essences of what we do one-on-one into a group platform. And here's the best part. It costs less than $150 a week for the 12-week program. You're not getting that kind of deal anywhere else.
Anywhere.
So if you are an entrepreneur and you are struggling with turning the corner, we had a consult the other day where the woman shared with us that she hasn't made money in her business and it's been 4 years. 4 years. And when we talked about what is it that you're doing and what does your list look like and how are you getting clients in, none of the basics were done. So for 4 years, she's been operating.
Kind of jumping around without any kind of plan, without a roadmap.
And it's not that she's not working hard.
Yeah.
It's just not knowing the right moves to make. So it is like a chessboard.
It really is.
Knowing the right moves.
Well, right. And building a business is like playing. You have to be strategic. You need to know what to do first, what to do second. There's a certain amount of just step by step that you do need to take in order for things to be successful. The other thing that I'm so excited about with this program is the investment will remain with you because it's something that you walk away knowing how to run your business, right? And so you have all of the skills and what you need to go out there and do it. There's no reason for you to be hiding. There's one woman we spoke to not that long ago. She said that she literally hid in the laundry room because she'd rather do laundry than go out there and put herself out there and market her business. We're going to give you exactly what you need to make that easy.
All right, ladies. So come on over, Come on over to www.therestingmind.com/entrepreneur to sign up today. We are limiting this. We are keeping it really small because we know how deep we're going and we want to make sure that nobody gets lost. So you need to get on over there now because the price goes up on the 18th. It goes from $15.99 to $17.99. So do not hesitate. All right. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Analogies.
All right, ladies, close your eyes and tell me what you think. I'm Jackie Gadeen, and I am the Jack Russell of humans. I'm high energy, I'm optimistic, I'm fiercely loyal. But when I want something, I sink my teeth in and I don't let go. You know exactly who I am, don't you?
And let me tell you, that is exactly who she is.
That is an analogy I use for myself. But think about it. How visual is that? You understand. You may forget my name. You may forget half of what I say, 80% of what I say, but you're not going to forget that. I have just made it very easy for you to remember something important yep. about me.
The girl with the bone.
The girl with the bone. Right? Mimi calls me, always says I have puppy energy.
I'm like, yeah, well, do I need to put you in the crate? Too much puppy energy.
Too much puppy energy. And I do. I have too much puppy energy.
That's okay. It's actually a fantastic thing.
And so, you know, analogies are going to help you close that gap for people. So think about that as you're thinking about how do you want to show up in life? How do you want to show up on your job interview? I had a client who was interviewing, and we worked on an analogy with her. And she was saying to me, you know, I have ended up working in organizations that always go through these tremendous changes. And somehow I have kept my team really calm, even through adversity and even through difficult times. And even when we weren't sure what the next step was for the company or for our department. And I said, you're a Sherpa. Think about
it. It's amazing.
You're a Sherpa. You know that people are going to entrust in you to take them on their exploratory journey up Mount Everest, right? The weather may change. Someone may fall and get hurt because there are unpredictable things. But what you're going to do is you're going to make sure that they return safely down the mountain. And she uses it as her Instagram handle now.
That's fabulous.
And it helped her land a job because people were like, oh my gosh, you're the Sherpa. They would talk about it. That's so funny. That's so smart. Make comments about it because now they understood her. They felt like they knew her. So analogies are just so absolutely powerful. It's why I'm fascinated with them. It's why I use them in everything we do. Every time we have a program, which I didn't use in talking about today's.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to overdo the overkill on the analogy thing. But you know, we use them in everything that we do because we know how important it is to connect the dots for people.
Without a doubt.
So, ladies, we'd love to know what your analogies are. What is an analogy that you can use to describe yourself, to describe your business, to use in your life? What does your life look like?
Right.
Is your life like a box of chocolates? You never know what you're going to get.
I love that. That's one of my favorite movies. Such a great movie.
It's such a great, you know, I haven't seen it in
such a long time. I haven't watched
it
in a long time either, but I just...
It's a revisit that I need to revisit.
Me too. But I just remember when I watched it, it was just such a powerful, in my opinion, such a powerful movie. And I love the way that it just used different times in history. I guess because I'm a history buff is one of the reasons why I love it also. And it was just so well shot, so well done. It just had so much personality.
It did have a lot of personality.
I like Tom Hanks too.
I do too.
He's a good guy.
So, all right, ladies, welcome to or completion of our first summer shorts.
Do you know I don't own a pair of shorts? I don't like them. I'm not a shorts girl.
I didn't wear shorts for a long time because they were out. But now They were out for a long time, and then I got away from shorts. And now I have shorts. I have shorts that I wear around the house or things. I do wear shorts now, but yeah. I didn't for a long time.
Yeah. Now, I'm not a shorts girl.
I have a
girl.
Pair of shorts. Funny enough, I have Allison, if you're listening to this, I'm referring to you. You and I, Allison is my old boss at Ad Age, and one day we went to J. Crew, and we both bought the same pair of shorts. Neither of us had shorts. I think we were going away on a sales conference, and we're like, we don't have shorts. And we both went, and we bought the same pair of shorts. They were like a little bit cargo-y, white, and a pair of white and a pair of beige. J. Crew shorts, still have them to this
day.
Do
you?
Yes, and they wear beautifully, and they're comfortable, and they're perfect for one shorts.
I love stuff like that. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I'm a dress girl. I have a lot of Bowdoin dresses.
I have a ton of dresses.
Like summer dresses.
But when I'm in the backyard, I don't summer dress. I'm all about shorts or bathing suits.
Well, because she's got an incredible pool.
Yeah, we'll have to take pictures by the pool.
I know, we will.
Pictures by the pool.
We will, we will.
All right, ladies, loved having you with us. Welcome, and next week we'll be back with more summer shorts, just in time for summer. So go put on your shorts, shake those sexy legs, and have an amazing week. Until next time,
cheers to your magnificence. If you like this episode, leave us a review. It'll help more Gen X ladies find us so they can make their life magnificent.